This past June, the city of New York released New York Works, a roadmap to create 100,000 good jobs in New York City over the next 10 years. Following this report, the New York City Economic Development Corporation will be publishing the New York Works Industry Spotlight Series to introduce the public to the industries and initiatives that are part of the plan. In the inaugural edition, we dive deeper into the burgeoning virtual reality, augmented reality industry in New York City. As part of the jobs plan release in June, NYC EDC announced a partnership with the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment and the NYU Tandon School of Engineering on behalf of NYC Media Lab. NYC Media Lab is a collaboration between its founding partners, NYU Tandon and Columbia University, as well as other university entities. Welcome to NYC EDC's New York Works Industry Spotlight. I'm Andrew Perry, your host, here with Dr. Kurt Becker, the Vice Dean for Research, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship here at NYU Tandon School of Engineering. Dr. Becker, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Andrew. In my role as Vice Dean for Research, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship, I work on one side with our faculty to develop their research portfolio, their research programs, and help them build interactions across many schools of NYU with other faculty. The second part is to look at the breakthroughs that come out of faculty research in science and engineering and see how we can translate this into new technologies, new products, and new services. So it spans the basic research to the venture creation and the growth of the ventures that come out of that.
Now, virtual reality, augmented reality, refers to technology that digitally renders or enhances the physical world, and its applications span across multiple industries, including healthcare, real estate, arts, and entertainment. While it's a rather new field, New York City has seen massive increases in the number of firms and jobs in this space over the last couple of years. Between 2012 and 2016, there was a fourfold increase in the number of firms hiring in the virtual reality, augmented reality space. And we saw VC funding increase to $26 million in 2016. Dr. Becker, could you tell us your thoughts on what the future holds for the VR, AR industry and what its implications are for New York City?
Well, certainly, every generation has its cool gadget. To previous generations, it was the telephone, the television, the laptop, and cell phones. To this generation, it's virtual reality and augmented reality. VR, AR will reach across many technology fields and has the ability to affect the current technology landscape in many ways, and in some ways, we don't even know what the impact really will be. We're only scratching the surface. It enhances the ability of everyday New Yorkers to perhaps walk through a historic district of the city and see what it looked like 100 years ago. It can help people with disabilities to navigate everyday challenges that they cannot easily do without it. And we have a startup company in one of our labs that uses augmented reality to create a holographic visualization to help a surgeon in the operating room.
So there's a huge amount of potential applications that it seems like we're only just starting to really consider. What do you think about New York City or about this program do you think uniquely positions us to be leaders in this really, really new field?
Well, to begin with, New York City is really the media capital of the world in many respects. And that particular industry is the initial driver behind AR and VR and behind the boom, because it's perceived to define and shape the future of the media industry, including coming up with applications that we haven't imagined to date. Secondly, New York City is home to many other technology verticals that will be affected by the abilities that VR and AR affords us. This includes fintech, artificial intelligence, big data, medical technology. I'm just thinking of the life science initiative that the EDC has started, construction industry. And lastly, New York City has a highly educated and very diverse workforce. Let me call this human capital. It has easy access to financial capital, and it has perhaps not the biggest, but the fastest growing entrepreneurial ecosystem in the country that will take science and engineering breakthroughs and turn them into new products and new services for society.
Now, when you mentioned education and when you look at the jobs that are being created in VR, AR, they tend to pay pretty high. 90% pay at least $75,000, but nearly all of them require advanced degrees, and they tend to want skills focused in computer science or business administration. How is this lab going to help prepare students and entrepreneurs for these kinds of jobs?
I think the lab, as we proposed it, will really have two kinds of offerings. One will be education and training of students and professionals, but also workforce development of a very broad segment of the workforce through new degree programs, but also through non-degree programs such as certificates, professional and executive training, including online education to reach a very broad segment. We will certainly have to create a very diverse workforce in terms of their background and their ability, from people with a high school diploma to PhDs in computer science. We're partnering with Lehman College in the Bronx. Lehman will take the major initiative in the workforce development as part of CUNY's commitment to educating the technology workforce. The second part of the lab's mission is really to create new startup businesses, whether this is done through the very successful combined program that the Media Lab initiated or through our future labs or our Nexus labs, educating and training, providing entrepreneur training to the population as well as entrepreneurship training, two different things, is a major critical core mission of the new lab.
So obviously NYU, you and countless other people at this school are investing in a lot of time and resources into this initiative. Why is this? What do you think you guys are going to get out of this?
Well, I think the lab will, at the same time as it's satisfying all the things that I described before, it will also create new research opportunities for our faculty and our students, the two key stakeholder groups that we really service. And it will allow us to broaden our curricula and extracurricular offerings, and thus making the university more attractive to new students. So we're using these new offerings as a recruiting tool. And NYU has a fairly rich history in partnering with government and the private sector to leverage the strengths that it brings to the table as a major research-intensive university. We've been creating ventures that take breakthroughs in science and engineering into new startups, into new ventures for quite some time.
So those are the outcomes that we might expect NYU and the other university partners to see from this. What are the expected outcomes for the lab itself?
For the lab itself, its mission really is job creation and economic development, stimulated by new research breakthroughs that will lead to new technologies. The lab will basically be the catalyst and the place where this happens. It will be a physical structure that brings all these people who have common interests together to engage in innovations, trying to take inventions and convert them into new products. So it will be sort of the catalyst. Innovation happens when you bring a bunch of smart people into a room and give them a challenge.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about bringing a bunch of smart people into the room, but this can be an especial challenge for VR AR, which tends to span across industries rather than concentrated around one specific industry or product. How is this lab going to be able to bring together so many different New York City industries and connect them to entrepreneurs and aspiring workers in VR AR?
I think this will happen in a variety of ways. And let me just give you two examples. The first example was described in our proposal to the EDC, and it's a partnership that we have with the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership. When this new lab is up and running, we will place a postdoc or a graduate student in the offices of the Downtown Brooklyn Partnership, and we will work with them to find new ways for VR and AR to advance the business impact of the partnership's membership, which spans industries from real estate to e-commerce to clean tech to utilities to additive and advanced manufacturing, which is making a renaissance in New York City. Secondly, to me, VR AR has the potential to become a true platform technology that will impact many sectors and that will lead to new multi-interdisciplinary applications that we may not even imagine right now. Think of it in a way as the new nanotechnology. Our ability to manufacture and control things at the nanoscale has opened the doors to an emergence of new industries at the intersection of traditional industries, or by drawing on expertise from multiple tech sectors, for example, nanomedicine, drug delivery done by nanoparticles that are engineered to take a therapeutic to a specific cell, deliver the drug, and then disintegrate in non-toxic byproducts, or nanomaterials consisting of nanostructured materials with very unique mechanical, electrical, and chemical properties that give rise to lightweight composite materials of extraordinary strength. So again, this has led to industries that before the nanoscale or the nanotech revolution occurred were not even conceived of.
So when you're looking at industries that have all these applications that haven't been conceived of yet, totally novel inventions, what's your general approach or recipe for pushing the boundaries of innovation?
Well, let me come back to what I said before, that innovation really happens when you bring a group of smart people into the same space and you challenge them to solve a difficult problem to use any and all tools that they can possibly think of. Tandon has done it for years, NYU has done it for decades, and quite frankly, New York City has done it since its inception. Innovation needs motivated people who can converge around a challenge, and we need to provide them with the necessary tools to solve the problem. We have the ability to do this in partnership with the city, with our academic partners, and with the private industry, and they will help us to bring tomorrow's inventions to the marketplace. Building on that last thought, let me say that innovation is only a step in a much broader, longer, and more evolved process that turns discoveries and inventions into ultimately new product and services and creates new jobs and economic value. Let me give you an example, the laser. We're surrounded by lasers. The laser started with a basic physics discovery by Albert Einstein, namely the discovery of stimulated emission. That is, that light, under the right circumstances, can be emitted as a unidirectional, very intense beam, as opposed to a light bulb that has all colors and is weak and goes all over the place. That scientific breakthrough then led to the invention of the laser, a device where you can actually create stimulated emission under conditions that you, as the operator, can control. You can turn it on and off with the flip of a switch. The invention of the laser then paved the way for numerous inventions, ranging from the way we do eye surgery, now it's done with lasers. Communication uses lasers. Lasers don't just operate in the visible light, but also in the far infrared. Far infrared lasers are frequently used for broadband communication purposes. An everyday example, when you check out in the supermarket, there's a laser-enabled bar scanner that scans the product and the price. The laser pointer is another example. So all these inventions created subsequently an industry that builds new lasers and builds all the products that are laser-based. So it really went from a scientific discovery to factories that build megawatt lasers or laser pointers, creating jobs and adding economic value. So in that sense, innovation is a central part in this process, but it's only in between. There are other things that need to happen before and after in order to make this transition from what science can do to technology that benefits society.
Dr. Becker, thanks so much for joining us. We really can't wait to see the inventions that come out of this.
You and me both. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for a closer look at New York City's local VR/AR industry and its bright future. For more information on New York Works, New York Works Industry Spotlight, or to sign up for future editions, please visit edc.nyc/newyorkworks.